This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm really delighted to be able to interview Nima Sanandaji. He is the author of kind of an exceptional book. The title is Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. Culture, Markets, and the Failure of Third-Way Socialism. Nima, I think what you have done is extremely important, and I can tell you I've already ordered more books to give out to people who are interested in this subject, including one who's a kind of relative who has all but a Communist Party USA membership card because he likes to hold up the third way socialism, how great it's worked, and he thinks particularly the Norwegians have it figured out right. Well, from you lived it for a time in Sweden, in Scandinavia.
Yes.
And you found that a lot of the things that we think we know about Scandinavian socialism and the third way, so-called, didn't really work out the way people, many of us, thought it did. It is this whole story about what really happened, how it got to where it is, and what the Scandinavians themselves now think about their own third-way socialism. So why don't we just get started by talking about how Scandinavia, the four Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, how things were going in the early part of the 20th century, and what was the result of that time?
Well, let me just give you a brief background on myself and my books. So I'm a Kurdish Iranian immigrant to Sweden, and I lived most of my life in Sweden. And I grew up on welfare mostly. So, and this is a typical story of a middle class family, comes from Iran, educated parents, but get trapped in the Swedish welfare state, and instead of working on a welfare. And I'm a public policy researcher. I'm actually an engineering researcher. My PhD degree is in engineering sciences. So I've written 25 books and many policy studies. So I use an engineering approach of always having facts and research rather than opinions. And I've applied that in a number of books on the Nordic model. The most recent one is actually Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism. And I wrote that for the American presidential election with Bernie Sanders ranting about Nordic countries being the proof that socialism works. And what I show, in short, is beyond any doubt, Nordic socialism does not work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the conclusion.
And had it been more thoroughly applied, the failure would have been even more noticeable, no doubt. But they have, by and large, with the perhaps exception of Norway, from what I read in your book, they have been somewhat careful not to apply socialism nearly as thoroughly as some other socialist countries like in Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, and so forth. So it's interesting that, as you point out in your book, Scandinavian Unexceptionalism, the Scandinavians, three of the four countries anyway, have done a course correction beginning in the 1990s because they saw that, oops, it's not working out the way we thought it would.
Yes, yes, and this is fascinating. So one of the backgrounds is that throughout the world, socialists point to the Nordic countries as the only proof that socialism works. Nobody really can say socialism works in Soviet Union, it works in Venezuela, it works in China. Every country that has has socialism, has Spain. So the only actual argument is Nordic countries. Now, I just systematically show through many ways this is wrong. And one starting point is that Nordic countries aren't really socialist. So just to briefly explain these countries, they're very unique. Nordic countries like Sweden and Denmark, they implemented free market policies somewhere around the late 19th century. And for a long time, they had free market capitalism. They had a Christian working ethic, which was very strong. And they had the education system, which was very disciplined. So these three things combined to create massive, massive wealth creation. So Sweden, for example, between 1870 and 1970, was largely a very free market country with this Christian, very strong working values. And also they had this education system, Protestant education system, teacher-led. Now, first of all, they had amazing wealth development, surpassing all the other Western countries. And secondly, they had, income equality. Income equality came before big welfare state, and it came because the education system was very, you know, every child had to learn. They listened to their teachers, they studied hard, they learned. After this, around 1960, they stopped raising the taxes and very briefly experimented with socialism, which was a huge mess, a huge failure. And then they went back to free market reforms. And all the Nordic countries have done major free market reforms. They are not actually socialist.
No wonder their socialism works so well. They're not really socialists. Well, there is that one exception, which you pointed to with the words of a, I believe it was a Swedish economics minister, said that Norway was the last Soviet republic left on Earth. So they've been insulated from the impact, as you show in your book, Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. They've been insulated because they have this serendipitous find of oil in the North Sea, and so they have a wealth that wasn't really produced by a great deal of hard work. But they've got that wealth, and it's enabled them to live in a kind of fool's paradise, playing around with their socialism. But the other three countries in Scandinavia were getting the warning lights. The yellow lights were flashing, danger, danger. And they took the to a certain extent anyway, from what you're saying, they did course corrections, and now they're back more resembling free markets and less regulation in those markets.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, this is really fascinating. Free market people should really learn about the Nordic free market story. It's amazing. This is the best, actually, one of the best cases for capitalism and against socialism in Nordic history. Let me just quickly give you some examples. So,
yes.
The Great Depression, the greatest crisis of capitalism in modern times. When that hit America, you implemented the New Deal, right? America implemented kind of a government socialist policies for the New Deal, Roosevelt, and America kind of stagnated. You had a very hard time recovering from the Great Depression precisely because government was trying to fix it.
Mm.
At the same time, the Nordic countries, they were hit very hard by the Great Depression, but they very rapidly came out of it. You know why?
The government didn't get involved.
The government didn't get involved. When the Great Depression hit, America implemented a kind of state control policies. The Nordic countries were laissez-faire. They didn't do much. And what happened was that a lot of entrepreneurial firms were created and hired the people who had lost their jobs. Many of these Nordic Swedish companies, etc., were actually founded during and shortly after the Great Depression. So that's one example of a Nordic free market success story.
That is remarkable. Listen, let's take a break here. The music's telling us that the hard break is coming. Talking with Nima Sanandaji, author of Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. And I would say it's a very exceptional book, and I hope everybody listening gets a copy. It's something that their liberal and socialist friends really need to read.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling me about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I'm talking today with Nima Sanandaji. He is the author of, I think, one of the more important books that's been written in recent years, Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. And it really deals with a lot of the notions that so many of us have in America and other places, that somehow the Nordic cultures developed this very successful way to blend socialism and capitalism. And Nima, as you have shown, that is not what happened at all. And at least three of those countries have now proved by their own response to the failure of socialism in the 90s and the first decade of the 21st century, that they have discovered the error of their ways. We don't hear anything about that, really. I was vaguely aware of it. I knew that the right of center party had gained office in Denmark, and I knew generally of some of these trends that you have described so well in Scandinavian unexceptionalism. But it's really a very important account that you've provided, because hopefully it will keep those of us in America who have to deal with these myths of how wonderful it is, how possible it is to blend capitalism and socialism. And we can say, no, read Mr. Senandaji's book, and you're going to see that that's not exactly what happened at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, the story of Nordic socialism, I've written a number of books about this and studies. It's really amazing. So let me give you one example. Denmark is a country with a very high tax, very big welfare state, right? It's one of the most socialist, you might say, Western countries. And socialists throughout the world, like in the U.S., say we should become Denmark. Let me tell you two facts about Denmark. Denmark does have high taxes, much higher than U.S. But in almost every other area, Denmark is more free market oriented than the United States. And in the index of economic freedom, Denmark has the same economic freedom as the United States, because they do have higher taxes, which reduces the freedom, but they try to be as free market they can in any other area. And in Denmark, this former government of Denmark was Social Democrats. The Social Democrat government of Denmark went out and openly said, listen guys, this doesn't work. We need to change our system. We need to go from a welfare state to a competition state. We need to stop. Yeah.
I think when somebody is willing to make a statement like that, hey, we messed up, what we thought was a good idea isn't, we've got to make some necessary changes, that is a degree of intellectual honesty that I would hope, if I ever got caught up in some mistake of my own making, that I could be as honest as the person you just quoted.
Yeah.
That's really remarkable.
That was the finance minister, the socialist finance minister of Denmark. Now, let me tell you one other thing. In my books, one obvious thing I've shown is that the Nordic countries' wealth creation occurred when they had free market policies. Mm-hmm. And that when they've raised their taxes and have tried to avoid socialism, has been a bad for growth, bad for job creation. But that's not the main point. The main point really is about norms and values, because norms and values are much more important to economic progress than commonly acknowledged. And Nordic countries are the best examples, because these Nordic countries were very much like the American colonies. They were poor because they didn't have free market policies, but they were made up of self-owning farmers. So people had private ownership, and they lived in this Nordic harsh climate. So what happened over the generations was that Nordic people developed a unique form of Protestant working ethics. They would work very, very, very hard. They would take responsibility to survive in this harsh Nordic climate. And that is the reason why a big welfare state could be introduced, because people had so strong norms about working hard. Then when government came and taxed them a lot, they paid the tax. that when government says, listen, guys, you have very generous welfare benefits, people didn't overuse it, right?
That's remarkable, too, that the amount of cheating was minimal at the beginning.
Yes. What happens in the Nordic countries over the generations, the welfare state destroys the working ethics. Now, I've written a lot about this. There's a lot of research from all these Nordic countries that shows this. And another thing is immigrants come in. Now, I'm an immigrant myself. What happens when immigrants come in, liberals would believe, now, Nordic countries taking immigrants, the welfare state will help the immigrants because the immigrants can enjoy universal health care, free education, free child care, everything. Everything's free. However, in reality, what happens is that the immigrants, many of them are trapped in the welfare dependency created by the generous welfare states. And because so many immigrants have been trapped in welfare dependency, and because the welfare state has slowly destroyed the working ethics, three of the Nordic countries not only have they introduced free market reforms, but they have massively reduced the generosity of the welfare states. Sweden and Denmark and Finland have reduced the generosity of the welfare state quite a lot. The only reason Norway hasn't is they have amazing amounts of oil money. But in Norway, they have the money to pay for the generous welfare state, but the welfare state has destroyed even the working ethic of young Norwegians. Not only the immigrants, but also the Norwegians themselves, the young generation. Many of them, they don't have working ethics, and they're not taking responsibility for their lives, which is a shocking development in these countries.
You know, it seems to me that the kind of eating away at the moral fiber that made these countries so unique, so resilient, so prosperous, is probably, not only probably, but we can already see it's begun to lead to violence, particularly among the kind of hopelessness that apparently a lot of the immigrants are encountering. And so you've had rampages. As I recall, it was maybe a couple of years ago, New Year's celebration by a massive raping of Swedish women by the immigrants. And I would think that what we're talking about is one of the measures of the effects of the welfare state.
Well, one thing in Sweden is every day almost, you can read about shootings, grenade attacks. I mean, massive violence.
Wow.
And the country is fairly small. And Sweden had very low, very little gang crime previously.
Well, let's pick up at that point about Sweden and the gang crime before and after. Talking with Nima Sanandaji. He is the author of Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. I really hope you'll get a copy, at least one, of his book.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
It's my real pleasure to be able to have a conversation today with Nima Sanandaji, the author of Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. This is a book that I think is extremely important because it helps dispel a lot of the mistaken ideas that I think most of us have had about Scandinavia. If all we know about Scandinavia is what we read in the American press, we're not going to know what's really going on because the press in America doesn't know what's really going on in Scandinavia, nor do they care to know because they have a myth that is consistent with their socialist view of the world, and they would like to have Scandinavia, as Nima, as you pointed out just a few minutes ago, they like to hold up the Scandinavian countries and their welfare states as the wave of the future. This is the way we can make capitalism really work for everybody. And it turns out that the three of the four Scandinavian countries have said, no, it's not really working that well for everybody, and we're redirecting. We're doing mid-course corrections, and it's really exciting to see that maybe they haven't completely gone back to where they were when they were very prosperous in the early part of the 20th century, but they sure made some important changes.
Yeah, and I think one more change will come is in relations to crime and punishment. So You can see liberals throughout the world. They say that, look at, I mean, for decades they've said, look at Sweden, Norway, these countries. They're very soft on crime.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they have been because they haven't had crime. Countries that don't have problems with crime, where people don't commit crime, can be soft with crime, right? And what happened recently with a recent mass immigration to Sweden is that more and more people have come from cultures where crime is common. Now, I'm Kurdish Iranian myself, so you know, people from Middle East, from Arab countries, North Africa, etc., they have higher rates of violence in their countries, and although most are, of course, not committing crime, a higher percentage are. And now Sweden has massive problems with gangs, shooting, grenade attacks, etc. And the criminal system, based on this soft, liberal stance on crime, has not been able to handle it. They've lost the war. And recently, you know recently what Sweden's Prime Minister, the Social Democrat Prime Minister of Sweden said?
What's that?
He said, put in the military to stop crime.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. I think he was just copying Donald Trump's tactic of saying something slightly outrageous just to get attention. But last week, they fired this very progressive liberal leftist police chief and replaced him with a guy who comes from the, I think, Secret Service, who's a tough conservative. So right now, Sweden's socialist government is moving towards being harsh on crime because the liberal soft stance on crime that Sweden has had for many decades has been because Sweden has had a culture where people don't commit crime. And now they're seeing if people do commit crime, the welfare state does not stop them. And in fact, the welfare state might in ways create problems by trapping the immigrants in welfare dependency rather than allowing more to work.
And it seems to me that there's a tendency among many of the Democrats in the United States to like the idea that there could be a large constituency locked in as dependents of the government, because presumably they're going to be the most faithful supporters of those policies. They'll be voting for those policies that give them their daily bread without them having to work. They can be on welfare. And it seems to me that sounds pretty cynical, but I'm not sure that's not pretty close to the way some of the Democrats think. We know that Lyndon Johnson, who was in some ways the father of much of our welfare state, the Great Society and so forth, and his view was extremely cynical. He said, you know, if we can expand these benefits, we're going to keep, and I won't use the word that he used, but we'll keep the black Americans. They'll be faithfully voting for us for the next two generations. He was looking at it strictly as keeping people on the reservation to vote for them. And perhaps that's been some of the thinking in Scandinavia as well.
Well, let me just tell you one consequence. So the Social Democratic Party of Sweden has for many, many decades been the favorite party of many liberals and socialists throughout the world. They used to be a working party, and they would have sometimes like 45, even 50% of the vote in Sweden. Now they are much weaker. But they have gone from being the party of the Swedish workers to being, to a large degree, party of immigrants. So, and many of the people...
That's fascinating, because that's precisely what we are seeing here in the United States. The working American, which used to be, as you're pointing out, in Sweden, but here too, was in many ways the backbone of the Democrat Party, but he had a work ethic as well, and that's now being... that constituency is being cast aside, and the Democrats are seeking their electoral support among the illegal immigrants, especially, and they're willing to allow them to vote in a fraudulent fashion. Donald Trump had said something about illegal voting going on, and he was ridiculed for having said that. Well, now there are prosecutions underway in several states dealing with precisely people voting illegally, people who weren't even citizens but had the quote-unquote documentation they needed to go and vote. And it seems like the Democrat way of doing politics is not all that different from the Social Democrats in Scandinavia.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, I have a new book upcoming with my colleague, Gabriel Hillesalgren, which deals with one final very important lesson from the Nordic model. So, as I said, one of the lessons which I've really shown with data and research is socialism doesn't work in the Nordics. It never has. Free market policies, limited government is the reason of their economic success. Socialism is the opposite. Also that norms and values were built up for many generations and kind of eroded by the big welfare state. Now, and of course that the liberal substance and crime and punishment when combined with the high rates of immigration really has created a problem. Finally, we have another lesson, which we deal with in our new book. It's in Swedish, it's upcoming book called the title is translated to the happiness paradox. So this is about education. Many people point to the education systems of Sweden and Finland, many liberals, and say, look, these countries have progressive education where their children have a lot to say in school. Wow, look at them, and they're rich and successful. The thing is, Nordic countries used to have a very Protestant, extremely disciplined school model, and slowly, first, Sweden went towards this progressive school model with children deciding a lot and teacher not having authority. And it completely collapsed Sweden's international school results. It created massive, massive problems. I would like to give an example. There is one university in Sweden, Chalmers School of Engineering, where I actually studied myself. They have had the same test like since the 1970s. They ask the students to solve simple mathematical questions, right? Mm-hmm. And these are the top students, some top students in Sweden. Now,
well, Nima, would you please hold on to that point about the testing results on these Swedish exams? We're going to be back and continue our discussion. We've got another segment to go. We're talking about the book by Nima Sanandaji, Scandinavian Unexceptionalism, a book you need to get, folks. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're talking about a book, Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. Author is Nima Senandaji. He's my guest today. And Nima, you were just getting into a point about Swedish, I guess, national test results. And would you pick up from there?
Yeah, so one university in Sweden has had the same test for many, many years. And when Sweden had a disciplined teacher-led education model, on average, the students would get like four and a half points out of 9 points. They would... And now, when Sweden has this progressive education model, you know how many answers the average student gets correct? One.
Oh, my.
They've gone from 4.5 to 1 out of 9. That is the extent of damage done to the education model by introducing a very liberal system. So...
And, you know, let me just add something to that, Nima. The, in the 30s, the United States began its own experiment with this kind of so-called progressive education. And it was pointed out to the father of it, in many ways the father, John Dewey, a radical left-wing guy. I think he operated at Columbia University, but that's not so important. But the fact is, he had a discussion one time with somebody who pointed out that the test scores, now that his methodology of teaching were in place, the test scores were declining. And Dewey's response was, well, that's quite acceptable because that's really the price we have to pay in order to get to socialism. Socialism requires ignorant people. I almost said stupid, but that wouldn't be fair. Ignorant, though, is what they strive for, because then they can get away with so much more.
Well, what I can say, just to conclude, is, I mean, the finding of my books is that Nordic countries introduced socialism, and that was bad, and they could reverse from it. They could they have reformed the economy, so they are kind of free market in many ways. They had big welfare states, that was a problem. They have been cutting the generosity of the welfare states quite a lot already. But the problems created by these progressive ideas was also destroying the strong working ethics of Nordic people, and that is very difficult to reverse, and also destroying the education system, which actually the education system created the equality of Nordic countries. And then destroyed it. And the people who hurt most are immigrant children, for example, or children from low-income parents, because now in the progressive school model, they're not learning that much.
You know, talking about the social capital and the strength of the work ethic that produced so much of the impressive gains in the Nordic countries, you have a conversation that you mentioned that an economist had had with Milton Friedman, of course, a well-known free market economist who, when he was alive, was teaching at the University of Chicago. He must have been one of the few of his point of view. But nevertheless, this economist had said to Friedman that in Scandinavia, we have no poverty. And Friedman replied that in the U.S., among Scandinavians, there is no poverty either. So the answer that he was pointing to is it's cultural, it's the work ethic, and that is apart from, and in fact, in spite of, as you argue, Scandinavian unexceptionalism, it's in spite of socialist points of view that end up eating away at deteriorating that work ethic that produced the prosperity in Scandinavia, not the socialism. It didn't produce anything.
Yeah, and in my follow-up book, Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism, I go more further in my comparison. So I look at Nordic Americans and their cousins in Nordics. Now, Nordic Americans are much, much more prosperous than the people of the Nordics. Like, they have 50% higher incomes. It's a huge difference. But more astonishing is that they have the same poverty level and much lower social problems, like much lower high school dropout rates amongst Nordic Americans than the Nordics in Nordics. So combining Nordic culture of hard work with American kind of free market model, whatever you'd like to call it, actually produces not only much higher incomes, it also produces better social outcomes. And this also shows us one thing. Social outcomes are very much affected by the culture that people have.
I think that's something that we don't hear much discussion about. The socialist, the big government advocate, certainly here in the United States, operate very clearly with the assumption that if we give people more, everything will be better. I think it was Obama's statement to the effect that everything goes better if we spread the wealth around. Well, as a matter of fact, that isn't what happens. Wealth is decreated, if you will. It's eroded. It's eaten away. It's thrown away with that kind of attitude. And isn't it interesting that we get a president who's rather free market oriented, and in 1 year, the economy has burst forth and unemployment has gone down, particularly among African Americans. It's at almost record low, certainly for almost any time in the 20th century, because the businesses now are free to operate, free to invest. They're not having to look over their shoulder nearly as much at a government regulator who will come in and bust them in the chops. They're able to actually behave as businessmen. And what a surprise. The economy is being improved greatly, and it just seems that the left doesn't want to see that. They don't want to admit it because I have to conclude, they're not, at the end of the day, they're not interested in individual prosperity. They're interested in control. And maybe one of the most significant statements made to that effect was during the State of the Union, Trump mentioned the low unemployment, the record low unemployment among African Americans in the workforce in the United States. The black members of Congress sat on their hands, even while the Republicans and even some of the others in the Congress were applauding the Republicans, probably more enthusiastically, but the blacks in Congress were sitting on their hands. They didn't think it was at all laudable that their fellow black Americans were much better off, much less unemployment, because, well, one thing, that means they're not going to be dependent on us, the government, the elite. Who's going to need us? It's so cynical.
Well, cynical or not, I think one of the most important things you should tell liberals is you admire more the equality, yes, they will say. And if you read my books, I cite the research on the issue. Nordic countries became equal before they had big welfare states.
Mm.
Amazing, right? Why? Well, because these countries had cultures of very hard work, and such cultures make sure that everybody kind of succeeds. And they have policies of not having a generous welfare state, which again encourages everybody to work hard. And they had very teacher-led, disciplined school models, which of course makes sure that everybody learns at least something in school. And many, even minorities, etc., learn quite a lot. Then they move towards generous welfare states. Then they move towards this progressive model. And now we see that many minorities, particularly, are trapped in welfare dependency, and many of their children have quite bad education results. So if you want true equality, you should actually think about fostering hard work, and you should think about having teacher-led education. Harsh schools, tough schools, are important for the kids, for minorities and poor groups.
You know, it's a happy result that in, I guess it was Sweden that you were pointing to, they're still using the same national test so that they have an accurate measure of the impact of educational policies and whether they're helping students score better or, in fact, as you pointed out, they're scoring a lot more poorly. It's really amazing. Ideas have consequences, and socialism has been tried and found wanting in Scandinavia. And Nima Sanandaji, thank you so much for having written Scandinavian Unexceptionalism. I hope it'll help us see the course ahead in our own future. Thanks so much.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.